Okay, it's episode 9.
And this is Anna. Yes, it's 91.
91. How fun.
And this is Shireen.
This is Shireen. I'm Shireen.
Oh, sorry.
This episode is fucking weird, y'all.
Guys, you're going to hate it.
I feel like you're going to hate this episode, but we did it anyway, and it's too late to re-record it, so who fucking cares?
We did one of those MySpace questionnaires. You guys remember MySpace questionnaires? We did like a bunch of those. So we just answer hundreds of questions. We answer weird questions.
We do would you rather. We do would you rather.
Never have I ever.
Never have I ever.
So you're going to learn a lot of weird shit about us that you weren't expecting. But I hope you enjoy it because we're both on vacation right now and we had to record this episode early. And so we didn't have any topical news. And so here we are.
Yeah. So support us regardless because you're our family. And
next week enjoy. We'll be back to normal. So yeah. Have fun.
Enjoy.
Who are we? Where did we come from? Who do we become? What is it to be? What to be is it? Where are we? Who are my parents? Where are my pets? Why were we born? We are ethnically ambiguous.
Shireen's
God. What? Is this episode 91?
This is 90 Wizzle.
Wow, that's crazy.
Dude. So
today's going to be a fun, silly episode.
It's true, because we're out of town technically right now, and Shireen and I recorded all three episodes of when we were out of town in one day, and that is today. That means we recorded with Rez Aslan today, mm-hmm. and that means we recorded the Jared Kushner episode today. Yeah, guys, we're fucking crazy.
We're crazy. It is almost nighttime, and we thought it would be fun to do a more personal and silly episode, and we were thinking of like doing questionnaires like to each other.
Like MySpace questionnaires.
Yeah, like I never had a MySpace, which is like a fact I'm very proud of. But
sounds like you were a real loser. Just joking, I'm sorry.
I was. Shireen. But so we decided to like find some fun questionnaires and ask these funny questions, and there is this one article that Anna found that is literally just 350 good questions to ask.
It's at conversationstartersworld.com.
Yeah.
I started some conversations with Shariri.
It says to use them to get a conversation going or as a fun way to pass the time with friends or loved ones.
And it's funny because the website, like, there's a bunch of, like, what are those things called? Like, clicky buttons at the top. Navigation. Clicky buttons at the top. Thank you. I have a college degree. And there are conversation starters, conversation games,
dating.
And then trivia questions, which is so, like a lot. Like Christmas trivia, Thanksgiving trivia, Halloween trivia, 80s movies, Shakespeare, Disney, ancient Egypt. That's random as fuck.
Under the dating section, it's second date ideas, first date ideas, questions to ask your crush, and conversation starters for couples.
Nice.
Should we do that one? I wonder who reads these.
Me. Just me.
Let's do the dating one if these ones turn out to be kind of lame.
Okay, yeah, we'll jump around. Guys, We're having fun here.
There's Never Have I Ever, 21 Questions, Truth or Dare, This or That.
Yeah, there's like a lot of I should have looked more into this website. This is a great website. Yeah,
this is fun, man. Okay.
So, shall we start?
Sure. And if this is lame, we can always change the...
No,
page.
We can't.
Yeah, we can. We're not going to commit to anything. I have commitment issues.
Uh-oh, that's the first question. Do you have commitment issues? Uh-oh, she's answered it.
Okay, so first one.
I'm joking. When you are old, what do you think children will ask you to tell stories about? It's random, but...
yeah.
You can also pass, but I would not.
Well, okay, I'm imagining these aren't my children because I'm not going to have children. And it doesn't say that.
Let's not disregard the one you have.
Anna, this question just says random children. Like, it doesn't say your children. So I'm imagining myself
as, what
like,
do you think children in general?
So maybe they will ask me... maybe I'll be homeless and they'll ask me, how did you end up this way? When they pass me.
What? That's your response? Maybe I'll be homeless and they'll ask you, how did you end up this way? In what world do you imagine children talking to homeless people?
The future, man. Okay, maybe it's not a good answer.
These are no, it doesn't matter. This is bullshit.
Okay, when I'm old, maybe they'll ask me why I have so many tattoos or nice. Something. And what do my tattoos mean?
There you go.
There.
They'll ask you to tell stories about
yeah.
that? I think children will ask us to tell stories about what it was like to not live in oxygen pods because of climate change.
What was it like to breathe air?
Yeah, they'll be like, what is it outside like? Yeah. And I'll be like, oh, I can't. What a world yeah. we had that we really yeah. destroyed.
What is it like above ground?
Yeah. Or they'll yeah. be, we'll be in space and yeah. they'll be like, so what is Earth? And we'll be like
oh, my child.
Earth.
Yeah. Okay. Next question. If you could switch to... I don't like this one, actually. Okay. It's stupid.
Wait, just read it so people can see and then we'll pass on
it. What does
it
even mean? If you could switch two movie characters, what switch would lead to the most inappropriate movies? What does that even mean?
So, okay.
We have one movie. This is the second question?
What about... So, like, Darth Vader is in Lady Bird. And Lady Bird is in Star Wars.
Okay, I see like, what's... Okay, that might be fun.
I mean, that's not an inappropriate move. I don't know.
I'm thinking of real people.
So what movies?
Two movie characters. Maybe like Winnie the Pooh. And maybe if Winnie the Pooh changed characters with like Frodo from Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
That's funny to me. Okay, maybe only to me. Okay, next question.
What animal would be cutest if scaled down to the size of a cat?
This is implying that it's huge.
Sure.
Like a big animal. What's your answer? I'm always answering these first.
I would say... maybe... A bear?
Oh,
I guess
yeah.
it's born that size.
A bear cub?
Yeah, bear. I guess.
I mean, a bear cub is like kind of like a cat.
Oh, Zach just showed us a sign that said Shrek.
Shrek?
If Shrek was the size of a cat?
Shrek is ugly, man. That's the whole point. Okay. I'm going to go on to the next question because I'm getting bored. what?
You have to answer that question.
Oh, okay, I agreed with bear. Okay, fine. Manatee.
That's cute!
Yeah. What inanimate object would be the most annoying if it played loud, upbeat music while being used?
A fidget spinner.
Yeah, that's so true.
Just be like, God, fuck, can you turn your fidget spinner down?
I mean, a phone is already like that, right? But... Fidget spinners are a good answer. Inanimate object, maybe like any kind of utensil, like any spoon or anything. Like even made like
if a spoon was also a Bluetooth speaker,
yeah, I'd be like, what?
That's pretty funny. People have turned this episode off.
Yeah. I don't know if we should keep going. Should we do a different?
I like this. What weird food combinations do you really enjoy?
Weird food combinations. I mean, I eat rice cakes with everything. I dip them in salsa. I dip them in soup. That's
Ew,
not weird.
Rice cakes and salsa?
Yeah.
That's pretty weird.
I mean, it's just a trip replacement. It's a chip replacement.
Sure.
But I put rice cakes in soup. I put rice cakes in everything. And what's a weird food combo? I mean, peanut butter and banana isn't weird. That's like
That's
a
not
standard
weird.
One.
Yeah.
What's a weird one that you do?
Maybe like... What do I do that's weird? Maybe. No, nothing I do is weird, so this is not what you're Well, we put in Persian culture.
Persian culture.
We always put yogurt in our rice.
Yeah, but in the Arab culture too, we do that.
So that might be weird to the outsider.
Yeah.
Do you guys put
yogurt dairy in your
rice?
In your rice.
Isn't it weird? It's so good, though. You guys should try mush rice.
Mm.
It's so good. And then you put some sumo on it.
Yeah. I think a lot of things would be weird for Americans, for like Arab and Persian cuisine.
True. But imagine like a little bit of salad in there too, because you just mush all your food together on your plate. Just
yeah.
A mess.
Yeah.
Just like a mushy yogurt rice salad.
Look at Ace just looking at me. Okay. What are some red flags to watch out for? What are some red flags to watch out for in daily life?
White nationalists? I don't know. Racism?
What's wrong but sounds... Okay, I don't know if I like these.
You don't have to answer. How about this one? Where do you get your news?
Fox.
Al Jazeera.
Kidding. Al Jazeera.
That was a leading question.
I'm sorry.
All right, we need to get Fox. Sponsored by Al Jazeera.
We do.
What social stigma does society need to get over? I think every single one of
them.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know what I think? Skin color.
Mm.
The fact that if you're darker, you should be had racism against. That was really weirdly phrased. You should have had racism against if you have darker skin tone. That's not okay.
No, it's not.
That's a social stigma we should get rid of.
Can you keep, if you want to keep going with that, that's cool, but I'm going to switch to Never Have I Ever and ask you these questions.
Fine, we'll just switch there. Do you see how she just does these things?
It's funner. It's more fun.
It's funner.
Shut up. Okay, never have I ever injured myself while trying to impress a girl or boy I was interested in. Is that true or false for you? I'll say true false. Have you injured yourself while trying to impress a girl? I definitely have. I've fallen down 2 flights of stairs.
What were you trying to do?
I was just trying to walk, man.
And to impress someone?
I was just trying to look good in heels, and I fell.
Oh. 2 flights of stairs?
Yeah, 2 separate times in the same night.
What the fuck?
I don't know what my life is.
First of all, you need pads, like shoulder pads,
and
knee pads.
At a separate time, we were eating. I guess I was trying to impress them in this moment, but I...
You fell down a flight of stairs while eating?
No, we were eating like some type of Mexican food or like something with hot sauce or something, and I was using the hot sauce bottle to like get the stuff out, and it exploded all over me, all over my shirt and my face, everywhere.
You're an idiot. Okay, that's crazy. What do you do on your free time? Just do weird,
I'm
embarrassing
just clumsy.
Stuff?
I'm just clumsy, and weird shit happens to me.
I don't think I've ever hurt myself. I don't think it ever like panned out in that way.
I just keep thinking of different times I've done it. Like I closed the door of a car on my foot trying to like
what? What are you doing?
I'm just an idiot. I have no.
When? How are you trying to impress them then?
I was just trying to look cool getting into the car. And I closed it on my foot.
I'm sorry, that was the craziest laugh I ever had. You're trying to look cool getting into a car.
I mean, I'm just trying to get into a call and be chill. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was just like, oh, yeah, here, like, you're picking me up. And then I close it on my foot.
You're the funniest person I've ever met.
Or I just thought of another one that happened last week.
Okay.
I met someone, a girl, and I wasn't trying to impress her for, like, romantic reasons, but I just met her. She was really cool.
Uh-huh.
I was trying to, like, be chill. And then she was like, why is your face bleeding? And apparently I had, like, scratched off a pimple and my face was just, like, running blood.
Yeah.
For like, I don't know how long, but.
Just pouring.
Yeah,
down.
Yeah. And I was like, and I had to like run and like figure it out. But it was like my first time meeting this cool girl. And I was like, oh.
And you were like, I'm bleeding.
Yeah. She's like, why is your face bleeding? And I'm like, what?
One time I did tuck and roll out of a car, but I didn't get hurt. Okay.
Oh, wait, why did you do that?
I just want to see if I could do it.
Oh.
For safety.
How,
like, if I
how
ever
fast
need to like
going?
Escape. Not fast.
Oh, okay.
It was a drill. Me and my friends were practicing.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, it wasn't
your
a drill.
Friends
I think
are so
we
prepared.
Were like, it wasn't a drill at all. I just wanted to know if I could tuck and roll, to be honest with you. And I mean, it kind of hurt, but I didn't get hurt.
Right.
Maybe I did. All right. So never have I ever had to run to save my life.
Hmm. I mean, does running like out of the way of a car count? Oh, no, in Syria I had to. There was a firework coming right at me.
A firework?
Yeah,
Jesus
on a mountain.
Christ. Yeah, that counts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you?
I don't think so. One time I had to run away from a A pit bull, a guy was sicking on me.
What?
Dude, growing up in the Bay, shit happens. Like,
okay.
Dude, some parts of the Bay where my family had homes, shit was going down. Anyway.
Yeah, it sounds like
it. Rough neighborhoods.
Okay, never have I ever taken food out of a trash can and eaten it. I would 100% have.
What?
Yeah, haven't you?
No!
Not if it's just sitting on the very top, nothing's happened to it yet.
What are you talking about? This is too revealing about you. We need to not play this game, because what do you mean you took food out of a trash can and ate it?
Like my own trash can, or like a trash can. Like if it's just sitting there, nothing's happened to it.
I can't. I would never.
What do you mean?
I have never.
You have never been poor.
No, I just also, even if I was poor, I wouldn't take food out of a trash. I have a germ thing. Bacteria.
Oh. Yeah, I don't.
I mean, I did just let my dog lick into my mouth, but that's different.
I would never do that.
Yeah, okay, but you would eat food right out of the trash.
Standards.
Yeah, some standards. Oh, God. Okay, let's move on.
Okay. This is, okay.
Never have I ever cried, flirted my way out of a speeding ticket.
I mean, I've tried. It hasn't worked.
You're like, oh, I have tried, and it did not go well. That's hilarious. You are killing me right now.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
No, but my friend Jenny tried to once. She tried to cry, and the person just gave us being... Jenny, if you're listening, you remember that shit. Right outside your parents' house, that stop sign you kept getting tickets at.
My friend Good and I times. Coming, driving back from college, or we were driving like to SoCal from NorCal during college. We were really high in the car and she was driving and a cop pulled us over and she flirted her way out. I was just sitting there. So I can't take credit for that, but that was brilliant stuff. We must have reeked. Mm. And he gave us a pass.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. I have never ever taken part in a talent show. I have.
I have as well.
Yeah, what did you do?
When I was young, I did, like, Iranian dancing.
What?
Yeah.
In fifth grade, I was in the fifth grade talent show, and I danced to a Backstreet Boys song with two of my friends.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did it by myself. I just danced to Iranian music in, like, traditional wear, and I was, like, in second or third grade.
That's so cute.
It's actually, like, really shocking I did that. I would never do that today. By myself? Where did I get the balls? I just had no sense of what a talent show was. That I was like, sure, I guess I'll get on stage.
Yeah, I didn't know what I was doing either. But it was a very monumental moment for me in particular. Cause that was the first time I wore shorts in public without my parents knowing. Because I thought I was going to wear pants. And
They weren't there?
They were there, but I changed in the bathroom.
Ooh! What did they
And I was really hairy. And I hadn't shaved at that time. I was in fifth grade.
What they
were
say?
Mad at me.
Oh.
But I was like, fuck it.
Wild try.
Fifth grade rebel.
Yeah, my parents were so proud. They're like, you were showing our culture. And I was like, nobody liked it.
And I did the opposite of that. I was like, I'm going to strip.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Fascinating. Never have I ever made money by performing on the street.
I haven't.
I haven't either.
Hmm. Performing.
Not much of a busker here.
No. Never have I ever broken something at a friend's house and then not told him.
What? I don't think I have.
I don't think I have either, but you never know.
Hmm.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Okay.
Never have I ever snooped through a friend's bathroom or bedroom without them knowing.
Always.
Oh, I'm sure I have.
I would 100% every time.
I'm sure I've been like looking through like people's pill cabinets.
I'm just curious, man. Mm-hmm. Curiosity. Never have I ever ruined someone else's vacation.
What does that mean? What is someone else's vacation?
I wouldn't like to think I have, but maybe.
That's weird because it's like, are you not on that vacation?
Well, like sometimes me and my sister will get in an argument and I feel like we ruin our parents' vacation or like my parents' trip somewhere.
But you're on the trip, so it's your trip too, right?
Yeah.
But they planned it?
I don't know.
I'm sure I've ruined everyone's vacation. Yeah. That's just who I am. Never have I ever walked for more than 6 hours.
I think I have. I've gone on intense hikes.
I've done LSD. I've walked for years. Okay.
Never have I ever jumped from a roof.
I haven't jumped, but I've definitely fallen.
What?
Fell off a roof.
When? Why?
I think I talked to you about this on one episode. Drugs and alcohol.
Oh,
what
I
do
think
you mean?
You did talk to me. Yeah, you did tell me about
What do you
this.
Think I did?
You had a huge bruise.
Yeah.
Damn. I don't think I have. Maybe there's like a very... Maybe if it I feel like I've jumped off of like a very short roof, like a second story roof, but that's it. That doesn't really count, does it?
A second story roof is really high. What do you mean a short roof?
Like a suburban home. That's not high.
It's a home. Yeah, it's high.
Well, I don't think, I mean, whatever. Never have I ever shoplifted. I have.
Oh, I definitely have shoplifted. 100%. What is this, not America?
No.
Please, why should I pay for anything? This is America.
Shoplifting.
Do I not pay enough in taxes?
We're not good examples, but we have done it. Never have I ever seen an alligator or crocodile in the wild. Not yet. I'm going to New Orleans in 2 weeks. I'm going to see it then.
That's racist. No, I'm just joking. I have never.
Oh my god, the next one.
I've been to New Orleans, but... Oh my god.
Oh my god, this is idiotic.
Okay, never have I ever set my or someone else's hair on fire on purpose. No, I've never done that. Shireen, you look crazy. Are you trying to remember if you set someone's hair on fire?
I used to play with fire a lot.
Yeah, but you weren't purposely trying to hurt anyone by setting their hair on fire. That's violent.
I might have set my own.
Oh, your own.
Yeah, just
sense.
To see what would happen. But I don't think it, like, I think I would, like.
I remember I was with a family friend at, like, an event at her parents' house. And, you know, us Middle Eastern girls, we got poofy hair.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom had a bunch of candles lit, and she was, like, moving around, and her hair caught fire from one of the candles because of it was, like, curly and big, you know?
Yeah.
And that was really fucked up because I was traumatic because I screamed, "Your hair is on fire!" And she started patting it out. And then I think she started crying, and her mom was like,
yeah, it's scary.
I think her mom was like, "Oh, stop yelling," or something like that. It's like, dude, her hair was on fire. It like smelled like burnt hair. We were both in a panic, and I think I put my hair back. I was like, "Not today,
not today, Satan."
Yeah,
I
felt really bad.
At a New Year's party one time, a girl's hair caught on fire because of a candle, and it freaked me out. But it was, I mean, like we put it out. But it's just scary to see because it's so close to your face,
dude. And it's like, you don't recover from that.
No.
Never
have I ever ridden an animal. I have, unfortunately.
A horse.
I've ridden an elephant when I was younger in Canada.
That's cool.
Yeah, but I'm not really, I don't agree with
it
ethically.
I mean, it was in captivity.
I don't agree with the
ethics. It was probably being like, "Help me, Shireen."
Yeah. I rode a donkey when I was a kid.
Hmm.
I've never ridden a horse, I don't think.
I've just ridden horses.
I wish I would. I want to ride a horse.
Because ethically, like, I know what I'm doing. No, I was just joking. I'm a loser. Never have I ever had a bad fall because I was walking and texting.
I think I actually have run into something before.
No, I know you have. That's okay, your life story. Well, before I even finished reading that sentence, I was like, "Well, Shireen has, but have I?" I don't think. I mean, not that I remember.
I've definitely run into things, but.
Zach's looking at me as if I have, but I don't remember. Maybe I have because I do text and walk a lot, but I don't think so. I've definitely walked into a pole before.
Yeah, everyone has. If you've ever walked into a pole, are you really living? Never have I ever been arrested. I haven't.
Hell yeah.
I have not.
I've been arrested.
We talked about it before, right?
Me?
Yeah.
Being arrested? Yeah.
Yeah. Listen to the other episodes. Never have I ever pressured someone into getting a tattoo or piercing. I don't think so.
I don't really do that kind of stuff. I mean, no, I mean, I get tattoos and piercings, but I don't really make anyone get them.
No, yeah, same. I would never.
Though my Poppy's tattoo that I have came after a lot of cocaine, so.
Oh.
My friend and I now have matching tattoos. So they say Poppy's, and, you know, a few years later, you're like, that was a lot of cocaine we did that day. A lot of cocaine coming off of acid. Guys, I used to party. Never have I ever gone surfing.
I've gone longboarding. Does that count? No, it doesn't.
Longboarding?
Like, yeah.
On a skateboard?
No, wait. That's, what am I thinking of?
Bodyboarding?
No.
Surfboarding?
It's not a surfboard. It's like a different kind of surf. I don't know. Ha! Zach just said that counted.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know. A longboard is a surfboard, I'm assuming, so you have.
Yeah. That was a while ago, though, and I'm really bad.
I did very simple, like, ride a wave to the sand bodyboarding as a kid.
Oh, cute.
Nothing exciting. Zach surfs, though.
Yeah. Validated my experience just now, so thank you. Never have ever walked out of a movie because it was bad.
Never. If I pay money, I'm Persian, I'm staying through the whole thing.
Yeah, I wish I would have.
Yeah.
But I never do.
That's a waste.
Yeah.
Never have I ever broken a bone. Many.
Meant really?
No, just I had a really bad one. My arm like fell off.
I broke my elbow, my left elbow.
Oh, nice. Mine was like upper arm here. I could not move and they couldn't put a cast on me.
What?
So it was real bad.
Yeah. How did you break that?
I fell like swinging like bar to bar in the like jungle gym at school, like elementary school. I was fucking killing it, dude.
Not really. Broke your arm.
Well, what's funny because I had been killing it and then I got like an audience around me be like, check it out. I can really do this. And then I fell. Oh, yeah. I guess I have gotten hurt trying to impress someone.
Yeah, there you go. Like, it all comes back full circle.
Damn, yeah. I didn't even realize. I guess I was trying to, I wasn't trying to impress a crush or anything, but I was trying to impress a group
of. That counts.
Second graders or that whatever counts. I was, first grade, second grade.
We're going to continue this silly episode after a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. And we're back.
Guys, are you enjoying this?
Yeah.
I'm having a great time.
Okay, the next one is, have I ever tried to cut my own hair? Oh, I definitely have.
Oh, honey, all day. Look at my photos of my bangs ears.
I also shaved my eyebrows in seventh grade. I did break my bone by falling as well. I was falling, it was raining.
Oh, yeah.
And I was trying to catch the garage door before it closed.
Oh, that's a classic move. Yeah. And you have to hop over the sensor?
No, I slipped because my mom had just repaved the inside of, she had like redone the floor of the garage and it was like extra slick or something.
Oh.
And I fucking ate shit. And I broke my arm. What's the next one?
Never have I ever completely forgot my lines in a play.
Never been in a play.
I was in like one play and I don't think I forgot my lines. Never have I ever shot a gun.
I haven't.
I have many a time.
In Iran, killer. Right?
On America, baby.
Oh.
Go to the LA Gun Club, homie.
What the shit? Bop, 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 bop. Who are you?
I just like
don't do that to me.
I like a long nose pistol, baby. Less kickback.
Oh my god.
I don't really shoot
stop
guns
talking about guns.
Bop, 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 bop.
Oh my god. Never have I ever had a surprise party thrown for me.
Never. No one likes me.
I think I have when I was a kid.
Wow, must be nice.
No, I remember my mom like told me we were going to like some boring place like the doctor or something and we were going to Disneyland or something instead and
that's dope.
It was fun. Yeah,
I've never had that. Yeah. Nobody likes me.
Anna, stop. Never have I ever cheated on a test. 100% I've cheated on a test.
Oh, for sure. Like, what am I, not human?
In second grade, you want to hear a funny story? In second grade, I was bad at spelling because English second language, and I wrote down the spelling words on my desk.
How did they not see that?
I got caught.
Oh, yeah.
And my mom had to come in, and my teacher, like, Mrs. Pramus, pointed at my desk, being like, "Shireen, did you do this in front of my mom?" And I was like, "Yeah." My mom was like, "Why?" And I was like, "I'm not good at spelling." And that's the whole thing.
That's hilarious. Yeah. It's like just idiotic cheating too. She's like, "I can see that."
Yeah,
that's great. Never have I ever dined and dashed.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
I respect waiters too much to do that. Never have I ever gotten stitches. I haven't, actually.
I actually don't think I have. No, I haven't.
I did fix my deviated septum, but that doesn't mean I got stitches. Because there's no stitches. They just, like, fixed it, and I had a little cast on my nose.
You got a nose job?
No, I got I had a deviated septum.
Yeah, no, that's what they all say.
No, it's actually true, though.
Shireen had a nose job, dude.
If you look at, I never had a nose job. I fixed my deviated septum. Now it's straight. I never could breathe out of my nose when I was younger.
Mm-hmm. Is your nose different looking than what it used to look
no.
like?
No. Look at my fucking photos.
I think Shireen is a real shit nose job.
Oh my god, I didn't have a nose job. It's called
classic Middle Eastern lie. I had a deviated septum.
Okay, that's all my photos look the same. You can just look at all my fucking photos. I look the same.
Never have I ever got a nose job.
Oh my, Anna! You've known me for so long!
But I don't pay enough attention to your nose, and now I'm gonna have to start.
Okay, what?
Don't think you can hide from me. I'm talking to your nose directly.
Never have I ever
fallen in love
no,
at first
skip,
sight.
Skip, skip.
Sounds like someone's trying to hide something.
Skip.
Okay, never have I ever had a paranormal experience.
I think I have, but I don't think I can explain.
I had a few things when I was a kid where I would have, I would talk to ghosts. No, I'm just joking.
What the shit?
No, I would have dreams and then they would happen.
Yeah, same. I have really intense deja vu. Mm-hmm. I have really intense dreams and I like low key hallucinate a couple times. Like,
well, there you go.
Yeah. Nose job. Anna, you've known me for so long.
It's just funny.
Wouldn't I have told you I had a nose job by now?
I don't know what you're hiding anymore. First of all, you tried to close a door to look cool and crush your foot.
I didn't try to look cool. I'm just trying to get in the car. I'm just a dummy. I have no body awareness.
You've fallen down two flights of stairs?
Yeah, in the Davis Theater. The Davis, what was the theater next to the...
Mondavi?
Yeah, no, not that one. There was like a smaller one on campus.
I don't remember.
Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Never have I ever had a paranormal experience.
We just did that one.
Oh, right.
Never have I ever...
You're deja vu.
Woken up and couldn't move. No.
No, I don't have like sleep paralysis.
No. Never ever ever accidentally said I love you to someone. Oh, I have definitely
done that.
I've
done that, just like accidentally been like, what?
I said that to like a guest when he was leaving the other day. I was just like, what am I doing? I didn't mean to.
I just randomly say it and then I realize like what I just said. I'm like, wait, no, I sorry, autopilot.
Yeah, yeah.
Never have I ever hitchhiked. That's true.
I haven't.
I've never.
Yeah.
Never have I ever been trapped in an elevator?
I think I have in Syria, but it wasn't for that long.
Not I.
They have some rusty elevators over there. Never have I ever sang karaoke in front of people. Oh, I definitely have. It's fucking fun.
Have you? I have not, no.
Wait, what? You've never sung karaoke?
Oh, yes, I have. Yes, I have. Yes, I have. Sorry. I don't know why I said no and then immediately realized many times.
Yeah, many times. Right?
Yeah.
Do you sing?
I don't sing. Like, I'm not a good singer, but I sing karaoke because that doesn't matter.
Oh, I do. I have had stitches. My wisdom teeth. Does that count?
I guess then I have too.
Yeah. Because they dissolve in your mouth, remember?
Ew. Never have I ever been on TV or the radio.
No. Does this count? No, it doesn't count. No. I've been on TV. I've been an extra on a show. Does that count?
Maybe.
No.
You've been on extra on commercials.
Oh, yeah, I have. Gotta make money. Never have I ever pressed send and then every day. The whole thing is press send and then immediately regretted it.
Yeah, of course, all day.
Yeah.
Never have I ever been so burnt I couldn't wear a shirt. No, that's more like Zach's.
No. I mean, I've been really sunburned. The most sunburned I ever got was when I went whitewater rafting and like the top of my head was hurting because it was like so red. But like...
That reminds me, today we accidentally locked Nick out on the deck, like he was around the corner on the phone, and we locked the doors and came down here, and he had to come all the way around. We were joking that he'd been stuck there for hours, and he was all sunburned, and like, couldn't see anything, and, like, died up there. Anyway, I don't know, I just thought that was funny.
Wait, how'd he get down?
He just went down the, like, because there's access to roof.
Oh.
Yeah, for, like, the normies on this building.
Oh.
We just have a private entrance.
Nice.
Anyway.
Never have I ever... been awake for 2 days straight.
No, you missed had a crush on a friend's parent.
Oh my god, I didn't see that one. Actually,
she's avoiding it just like the nose job.
No, I don't think I have.
No, I've never had a crush on a friend's parent. I've never had like an attractive parent friend.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Zach though, Zach apparently his mom had many. Zach's mom's a bib, so a lot of his friends had crushes on her.
Oh. I never have ever been away for 2 days straight. I have.
Of course
college.
I have.
I mean, like hallucinating shit.
Have you heard of drugs?
For me, it wasn't. It was just like all nighters in college and like me feeling like a weirdo. Like too much like Adderall and stuff.
Hmm.
But.
No.
I guess it's also drugs.
Yeah, that's Adderall's a drug.
Shereen's?
Again. The nose job, dude.
Anna, stop saying that!
Okay.
You're making me sound like a liar on this podcast.
You're not.
Anna, like that.
Never have I ever thrown up on a roller coaster.
Oh no, I have not.
I
love
either.
Roller coasters. Never have I ever snuck into a movie. I have.
Oh, I definitely have. Yeah. What am I, not American?
No.
America.
Never have I ever accidentally sent someone to the hospital.
No. I've never done that. Why would I do that?
It's an accident.
But are you telling me something?
No. That's what the question said. I don't think so, no.
I mean, never like, have I
when
ever...
I was born. I guess that wasn't an accident.
Well, what? Was it? You sent your mom to the hospital?
Yeah.
I don't know if that counts.
Semantics.
Never have I ever dyed my hair a crazy color. I definitely have.
I haven't. I'm fucking normie.
That was like
Am
weird.
I a normie? Don't say yes. Anna.
No, you haven't had a secret nose job, so clearly no.
Stop.
I have, you know, mostly blues. Not all of my hair, but some of it.
I've only gotten like highlights on the bottom of my hair, but that's about it. Never have I ever had a physical fight with my best friend. No.
No. I'm not really.
I'm not a physical fighter.
Yeah, I don't even know how that. Well, how would that end? You like punch another
one of these?
Never have I ever fallen in love at first sight. Why does this keep coming back?
Also, the answer is no. Love isn't real.
Oh, cool. He just validated second of his relationship. Never have I ever had someone slap me across the face. Hello, I have Persian parents. Of course, I was slapped across the face.
I feel like I've been slapped.
I have been slapped across the face, if you know what I mean.
I don't know. I think I have. I don't remember. Never have I ever worked with someone I hated with a burning passion of a thousand suns.
Of course
every
I have.
Fucking yeah. day.
Like this job, like Jack O'Brien, Miles Gray, like.
Okay.
Wait, what? You hate with a burning passion
no,
of
kidding.
A thousand suns?
That's a really intense way
That's
to
so
say
dramatic.
It. No, but I've definitely worked on commercials and like in teams of people that I just like I have to just like tolerate to get the paycheck.
Yeah, me too.
Never have I ever danced in an elevator.
I'm sure I have. What a random, like, what's that? That's so revealing about you.
Yeah.
Never have I ever cried in public because of a song. I'm sure I have.
Yeah. Never have I ever texted for 4 hours straight.
That's
nah.
not hard. That's like all day.
No.
I do it all the time.
I don't like texting. I don't text that much.
I know. You never text me back.
Like, I don't like texting. Never have I ever chipped a tooth. No.
No.
Never have I ever gone hunting. No.
No.
I guess my beliefs, man. Never have I ever had a treehouse.
I wish. That was crazy. So crazy.
That was wild. Whoa. What the shit?
Whoa, it's all that also, hate also, with a burning passion yeah. of a thousand suns.
That was crazy.
That was crazy. We both were like, that was crazy. Okay.
Never have I ever thrown something into a TV or computer screen.
No. That's actually bad. There's chemicals.
What are you talking about?
Oh, no. I like older TVs. Not like flat screens anymore, but like old like box TVs.
Mm.
There's like chemicals in them. You're not supposed to.
What? I don't know that.
Yeah, something. I feel like I know this because if you listen to my Bachelor podcast, Arden Marine and Brian Safi went to a rage room where you could like destroy things. Mm-hmm. And because they did it on The Bachelor, so they went to the same one. And they told her she can't break any TVs because they have chemicals in them.
Why are they even in the rage room?
I don't think they are. I think they did it on TV, but I don't understand why.
Right.
Because they showed footage of her. Because it was the girl who got picked to be Bachelorette. And in the last season, the guy dumped her after picking her. So they were showing footage of her engagement. And she was like smashing the TVs.
Oh, I see.
But I guess that's not okay. I don't get it.
Hmm. Want to go?
Never have I ever been to a country in Asia.
Does the Middle East count?
Yeah, it's in Asia.
Right, okay. So yeah, I have.
A country in Asia? Oh, I don't know. I thought it was saying Asia was a country. I was like, incorrect. I've been.
Never have I ever been screamed at by a customer at my job. I have. I worked in retail when I was in high school. And the holiday season is absurd.
I have never.
Never have I ever spent a night in the woods with no shelter?
No, I have not.
Thank God I have not. Jesus.
Never have I ever read a whole novel in one day. I definitely have.
Whoa, the next one's mine. Never have I ever gone vegan. Also, why is this here? But yeah, I have.
It's like gone fishing. You should get a sign that says gone vegan.
Vegan and be the worst vegan in LA.
Get a bumper sticker.
No. Never have I ever been without heat for a winter or without AC for a summer.
I have.
I mean, like,
I lived in a house that had no heater or AC and it was fucking hell.
I mean, like, in Syria, we had just like fans in the summertime. So I guess that
was in LA for me.
Oh, really?
Trash. Yeah, that's true.
Damn.
Never have I ever worn glasses without lenses. Go fuck yourself.
No. Who do you think we are?
We're blind.
God.
AF.
Never have I ever gone scuba diving. I haven't.
Not certified, unfortunately. I wish
that
I was.
That would be fun.
Never have I ever lied about a family member dying as an excuse to get out of doing something.
I have.
I must have.
Yeah.
I must have.
Yeah.
I can't remember details, though.
Not me either. But it's all something I would do.
Yeah.
Never have I ever bungee jumped. I haven't.
No, I haven't either.
Have you been to a country in Africa?
No.
Me either. Have I ever been on a fad diet?
What am I doing right now? Keto, baby. Fad diet.
Yeah, I have not.
Vegan.
That's not a fad diet.
See how sensitive they are?
Don't. Me being vegan is not the same as you being keto.
Look at her. She's losing her mind. These
Oh my God.
They're crazy.
I hate everything.
Never have I ever been to a fashion show. I have.
I think I have.
We went to one together.
Oh, yeah, we did. We did. Thanks, Lloyd. Never Shout have I Lloyd. Ever been electrocuted.
No.
I think I don't know if
you
it was
would.
Like actually.
You would be that one friend who got like electrocuted.
I know. I don't think I was like electrocuted. I think it was just like, it was like a zap. I mean, I feel like it was me and my sister in Syria and we were like putting something in the outlet.
Oh,
we,
my
like,
God. You
something.
Guys are. That's literally what you're not supposed to do. Where are your parents?
I don't know, man. Never have I ever stolen something from a restaurant. I have.
I don't think I have.
I stole a very small spoon from a place in Dubai. I don't know. I just thought it was really cute. I'm also like a low-key klepto.
Yeah, no, I'm getting that vibe from you. By the way, have you seen my car? Wow, guys, this is going so great. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. We hope you're enjoying this insight into who we are as people.
We're garbage?
Yeah.
Well, I ate from the garbage.
We'll be right back. Bye. We will find that little spoon. And we're back.
That spoon is my favorite spoon. It is very small. I like eating with small utensils, and it had a journey with me.
So
from
you say you like eating from small utensils?
Yeah.
You are so weird.
They're small bites.
Oh, you're silly.
They're cute.
What if I open your drawer and all the utensils were very tiny? I'm like,
what's
this about? And you're like, I like small utensils.
But I mean, I don't know. It makes me eat slower and like it makes me enjoy the food more. I'm just a baby, okay?
Yeah, it's like literally I eat baby food.
Yeah.
Never have I ever had a bad allergic reaction.
I have. Have you?
Mm-mm.
I've had two instances that were especially bad. The first one I can think of was in college, that same night that I fell down those flights of stairs, mm-hmm. I was taking antibiotics for a UTI. And I got hives.
From the antibiotic?
Yeah. And wow. I didn't know I was... Now I know I'm allergic to a certain kind of antibiotic. But before that night, I didn't know. And I got hives. I was red all over. I was itchy. And
what was your UTI from?
I don't know. I didn't... I wasn't having sex. So I think it was just...
What?
Yeah.
You got a non-sexy UTI?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, my life, man. And then the second time I can remember is that I had like an allergic attack, like a allergy attack. It was like my first week in Silver Lake. I wanted to explore the neighborhood.
You were allergic to hipsters?
Listen, it's stupid. I wanted to run around the reservoir. So I did. But I noticed my eyes kept getting watery and my nose was runny. And I have bad allergies in general, but it was getting really bad and I couldn't breathe by the time I got back to my car and I saw her crying. And I... called my mom. I was freaking out. I went to the pharmacy. I got Benadryl and it calmed down and I was like getting red all over. But apparently I took an allergy test after that and I'm allergic to this one weed called lamb's quarter and it's all around the reservoir.
Wow.
So I'm allergic to Silver Lake.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Never have I ever thought I was going to drown. As a kid, yes. I had one drowning.
I don't think so.
I had one drowning of memory.
That's scary.
It was very scary. I remember it
How
very
old
clearly.
Were you?
Probably like 4 or 5.
What happened?
No one was paying attention to me. And I was drowning.
Where?
The I was ocean? In like a pool.
Oh, a pool?
In the ocean, yeah.
I don't know.
A shark took me. I was raised by sharks. I'm sense. Shark girl. No, I was in a pool, like my family's community pool area somewhere around my parents' house and like the neighborhood community pool, and I just no one was paying attention to me.
That's tragic.
It fucking is.
I never have ever worked at a fast food restaurant. I have yeah,
not.
I worked at a farmer's market. That doesn't count. But no, I haven't.
Mm-mm.
Never have I ever fainted. I actually don't think I have.
I faint when I have low blood sugar.
Like faint? You like
yeah,
nog
like,
out?
Like I like lose and I like fall over, but then I kind of it doesn't last very long.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, it's happened to me like 3 times.
Like
one
you
time,
lose consciousness.
Yeah, like it's like spots, and then I like slowly like fall to the ground because I can't stay up anymore. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think I fainted, but I've like fall. I've like, was it fainting? It was
like
really
my whole body gets
vertigo.
Very weak, and I like fall. I literally start seeing spots. My vision starts to like go away, and I like have to like lay down.
Damn.
Or I will like fall over.
Damn. Well. Never have I ever looked through someone else's phone without their permission. I 100% have.
No, if I have.
What are you talking about? I've done that with my mom and my dad and
my
sisters.
I mean, sure. Yeah, maybe my family's, but like never. But it's like weird when you say without someone's permission because like whenever I do it, like they can see me.
Oh, no, I've done it without them seeing me.
Oh, yeah. I don't really.
Like I want to know what my mom texts my sisters about me.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm fucking paranoid.
She's
going
to hear this.
No, they're not gonna hear.
That's the last one. Do you want to do this or that question?
Sure.
For our last bit? That seems fun.
Where is that? Is that in...
It's on the bottom, you can see.
Oh, yeah.
This is good. Dog or cat?
Oh my god, that's so hard.
Both.
Both. I can't.
Netflix or YouTube?
YouTube. Just because I don't like Netflix right now.
Netflix. Why don't you like Netflix?
I don't know. They just make me mad. Their content is like just making me angry.
Have you seen that like Death, Sex, and Robots show?
No.
You should watch it. You'd love it.
Okay.
It's like like a bunch of animated shorts that are made by
maybe
different...
I will say Netflix. I don't know. I'm just Netflix is fine. God, I don't watch a lot of YouTube. Phone call or text?
Text.
Phone call.
Toast or
eggs?
Eggs.
I don't eat eggs. Toast.
Cardio or weights?
Honestly, weights.
Cardio.
Like I do more cardio than I do weights, but I think
weights
are
better
for
you.
Yeah. Facebook or Twitter?
Twitter.
Ice cream cone or snow cone?
Ice cream cone. Don't
vegan ice cream cone. Sorry. Yeah, but it's an ice cream cone. Mobile games or console games? Console.
Mobile.
Wait, really?
I don't fucking play console games. I ain't no nerd. Just joking.
While walking, music or podcast? Music. I listen to podcasts.
Yeah, I think music. When I mostly drive and listen to podcasts. Mm. iOS or Android?
iOS.
What is this, a joke? iOS.
But truly, it's mainly, like, the main reason why I do have Apple is because I can text from my computer. Like, that's brilliant to me. Like, I hate texting, and the fact that I can type and message someone rather than use my thumbs is genius.
I'm not going to acknowledge the fact that if you couldn't do that, you would be with an Android. Okay, so let's move on.
Oh, okay.
Form or function?
Function.
Yeah, function. I don't really know what that
pop
means.
Pop or indie? I mean, indie, I guess. I don't know. It sounds weird.
I mean, I don't really discriminate in that sense, but
yeah,
indie,
I mean,
probably.
Good music is good music.
Cake or pie? Fucking
cake.
Both.
Oh.
Well, I like both.
I like cake.
Cheesecake?
I like the texture of cake, I think, more than pie. There,
look, I like all sweets, so
yeah,
fuck
I mean,
with
like,
me.
I'm a sweet slut.
Sweet slut. Swimming sweet or slut. Sunbathing? Swimming.
Yeah, I mean,
swimming
both.
So fun. Yeah.
I like, you swim and then you sunbathe.
I want to get back on my swim game, like my laps game.
Ooh.
I really like backstroke.
Yeah, that's my favorite. Being floating on your back in the water is, like, fucking heavenly.
Yeah, I love backstroke.
High tech
or
low tech?
High, bitch.
It might be a low tech.
I'm all about high tech. I need everything to connect.
Really?
With one touch.
I'm
like,
not
I'm
into
psycho.
That. You know that I didn't get a smartphone until like I graduated college.
Don't admit that.
I didn't want to have my email on
don't
my phone.
Don't admit that to people.
I'm a low tech person.
I'm high tech as fuck. I wish you could see my home. Everything connects.
No.
I can connect
out.
Everything.
No.
My house is so aggressively high tech. I have a camera watching it right now. Big party or small gathering?
Small gathering. I don't know. What about you?
Small.
You really thought about that one?
I don't know what I like anymore, to be honest with you. I don't. I just, if it was just option of nothing, loner,
yeah, right.
I would take that. I don't want anyone near me.
Well, same. New clothes or new phone? Clothes.
Probably clothes.
Rich friend or loyal friend?
Loyal. World?
What if one of us answered rich?
That's a weird one. Yeah. That's for like young people.
Yeah.
Football or basketball?
Basketball.
Basketball.
Work hard or play hard? I mean,
can we pass?
Yeah.
Nice car or nice home interior?
Nice home interior?
Yeah, because that's where you are. Yeah. What's worse, laundry or dishes?
Laundry.
Dishes.
Nah.
I mean, I'll do both with no problem.
I'll definitely do both, but I think laundry just takes longer, so.
Sure, but it's really less work in a weird way, because you just put it in and then you walk away. Dishes you have to, like, wash.
Yeah, but warm water feels nice.
Sure.
Jogging or hiking?
Hiking!
Jogging is also, like, can be bad for your joints, so hiking is better.
Interesting. Bath or shower?
I hate baths.
Shower. Jack loves baths.
I don't know why I have this thing about...
laying in your own filth?
Like, specifically the floor of the bathtub. Like,
Zach will scrub it down every single time before he takes a bath. And to me, that's crazy. Just take a fucking shower.
Like, there's something about the texture or the feel of the floor, the bathtub floor, that freaks me the fuck out. I can't. I can barely be in the fucking hot tub. Sneakers or sandals? Sneakers.
I mean, what kind of sandals are we talking? Birkenstocks? I can wear Birkies.
Yeah, sure.
Sneakers. Glasses or contacts? Depends.
I mean, I have LASIK now, but...
that's my mood.
I was very much a glasses girl.
Yeah, I am as well, if you can't tell.
Hamburger or taco? Taco.
Yeah, probably taco. Couch or recliner? Recliner all day.
Sure.
I will lay in a recliner. Ever since my dad had converted one of the living rooms to all recliners... it's fucking dope.
Really?
Every chair in that room
is a recliner.
I might
be more of a couch person, actually. But
Recliners are for, like, old rich people.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what young person do you know that has a recliner?
True. True.
Online shopping or shopping in a store?
Honestly, online at this point in my life.
I like shopping in a store because then you, like, know.
I mean, like, yeah, but I don't like going. True. Shopping in real life, I hate it. Like, I don't like shopping.
Yeah, if only you could, like, try clothes on online.
Yeah. I have to be in the right mood to be in a mall. I hate malls.
Oh, yeah. No, you don't want to go to a mall.
Boutiques, honey.
Boutiques.
Receive. Email or letter?
Letter.
Oh, letter. You're so sweet to receive.
I get 6 million emails a day. Yeah. I don't need this shit.
Letters are sweet.
Passenger or driver?
I like to drive.
I do, too. I like to drive.
Tablet or computer? Computer.
Computer. What is this?
Most important in a partner, intelligent or funny?
Funny.
We have to choose. Fine, funny. Yeah, probably.
Car or truck?
When I was a kid, I wanted to have a red pickup truck really bad. I don't know why. I didn't know I was gay back then, but yeah, probably car.
Blue or red? That's bad. That's like blue pill, red pill.
Oh, shit. Skip.
Money or free time? Money. I love free time too, though.
I mean, I want to have money and also be free.
Yeah, can I have both?
Yeah, amusement park or day at the beach.
I could do either.
I want to go to a mountain instead. I want to go to a forest instead of both of those.
I could go to a day at the beach, but I could also use some rides to throw away my
At a movie, candy or popcorn?
Popcorn.
Yeah. Pen or pencil?
Pen.
Even on fucking crosswords, I use pen.
Toilet paper, over or under?
Over,
dude.
Ew, am I a monster? Under? No.
Cups in the cupboard, right side up or upside down?
Right side up.
Right side up.
They smell weird if you do it upside down.
I wouldn't know because I don't fucking do that. Okay. Pancake or waffle? Waffle.
I don't know. I haven't eaten either in a long time.
Yeah, you're not much of a dairy bitch.
But if they were vegan, maybe I'd do pancake, actually.
Coke or Pepsi? You know what?
I don't drink soda.
Coke.
Coffee cup or thermos? Coffee cup. That's cute.
I mean, I don't care. How about blinds or curtains?
Curtain.
Yeah, curtain. Train or plane? I'm kind of really into trains these days, but they take a little long.
Trains are cool. I really like to fly, though. I like to see the clouds.
Phone or phablet?
What the fuck does that
ignore? Iced coffee or hot coffee?
Hot.
I like ice. I'm icy.
I like a warm beverage. It's cozy.
You love a warm biv. Meat or veggies?
veggies. I don't eat meat.
I'm not going to answer that. That's stupid. Both. International vacation or a new TV?
International vacation.
That's stupid.
No.
Save or spend? I mean, ideally save.
I mean, save and then spend.
Yeah.
Honesty or others' feelings? Honesty.
Honesty. Coffee or tea?
Tea.
TV or book?
Book.
I can go either way.
Movie at home or movie at a theater? I prefer the theater experience, but I also hate people, so just depends on my mood.
That's why I got a large TV.
Yeah.
Ocean or mountains?
Mountains.
Ocean, baby.
Really? I'm not really a beach person.
Horror movie or comedy movie?
Comedy.
City or countryside? Probably countryside.
I think when I was younger, I would have said city, but now I would say countryside. Winter or summer?
Summer.
I honestly like winter.
Of course you do. Mac or PC?
I like bundling up.
Careful what you answer.
Mac.
Mac as well. Console gaming or PC gaming? Jeez, no, we're not answering that.
I used to do both, but I don't know. They're both great.
Soup or sandwich?
Soup.
Sandwich. Card game or board game?
Board game.
Board, yeah. Classical art or modern art? Modern.
Classical.
Ooh. Beer or wine?
Neither. I don't know.
Neither. Alcohol is whack. Camping or binge watching shows at home?
Camping.
I could go either way.
Dine-in or delivery?
No, you missed working alone or working in a team. Team's fun.
Yeah, teams. Isn't dine-in and delivery the same thing?
No, because you dine in at the dine place or you deliver it to your house.
Oh, delivery.
Delivery.
Sweater or hoodie? Hoodie.
Hoodie.
Comic book or comic strips? Book? I don't fucking care.
Motorcycle or bicycle?
Bicycle.
Bicycle. Book or ebook?
Ebook.
Book. When sleeping, fan or no fan?
No
fucking fan.
No fan.
Fan.
No.
Ninjas or pirates? Neither.
Fuck. Neither.
TV shows or movies?
Movies.
TV shows because they last longer.
Yeah.
Wow, guys. What a wild ride. Let's answer one more from this dumb conversation starter.
Okay. The 350?
Let's do the would you rather.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Where is that? Oh, I see it. Okay. Wait, which one are you clicking on? Would you rather questions? This is the first one?
No, there's a good one. Wait. I just found a random one. Would you rather be alone for the rest of your life or always be surrounded by annoying people?
Alone?
Yeah. That's too easy.
This is would you rather questions for your boyfriend or girlfriend, aka your significant other, which is you. would you rather take a vow of celibacy or a vow of silence?
Silence.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, I don't need to say anything.
You should be a silent fucker.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. Would you rather wear comfortable clothes or fashionable clothes? I think we both would wear comfortable clothes.
Yeah.
Then again, I have worn uncomfortable clothes for fashion, so for fashion.
Would you rather be the first person to explore a planet or be the inventor of a drug that cures a deadly disease?
Honestly, selfishly, it's the first one. I would rather do the first one. I love to explore!
Yeah, uh-huh.
What would you do?
Probably the latter.
Damn it!
Would you rather be poor but help people or become incredibly rich by hurting people?
This first one, I would rather be poor.
No, I'd hurt everybody.
What? Anna!
Rich? Are you kidding? Would you rather be able to control fire or water?
Fire.
Fire? Interesting.
I'm a fire sign.
Would you rather have hands that kept growing as you got older or feet that kept growing as you got older?
Honestly, I could almost wear shoes, maybe feet. I can't hide my big ass hands.
I can't imagine your like clown ass shoes.
Yeah.
Just like wop, 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 wop. Like so big. Everyone's like, I'm sorry, you're stepping on my feet? But with hands, you could just grab hundreds of things.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm trying to argue this.
Would you rather work a morally questionable job that makes a lot of money or a job that helps a lot of people but doesn't make that
much
money?
I already told you.
Oh,
I'm trying to hurt people for
true.
Money.
Would you rather be rich and famous or just rich?
Just rich.
Yeah. Would you rather not shower for a week or not brush your teeth for a week? Shower.
Shower.
I've done that before. Just wear a lot of hats and beanies.
Would you rather be infamous in history books or be forgotten after your death?
Damn. Infamous means that they did something bad.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, exactly. That's what infamous means.
Oh.
Infamous means you're famous for something not good.
Hmm.
Probably just forgotten about. I don't want to be remembered badly.
This is a good one. Would you rather be beautiful but stupid or intelligent but ugly?
I think I'm already intelligent but ugly.
That's not true.
No. I think intelligence matters most more to me. What about you?
Yeah, same.
Would you rather be happy and content but not achieve much or never be satisfied but achieve a lot?
Satisfied and content?
Yeah. I feel like I judge so much of myself on how much I achieve.
Yeah.
And I'm never happy.
Yeah.
Because
I'm already like that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what a great episode.
I hope you guys learned a little bit more about us. Maybe too much about us. It was fun, you know, trying to get to know us in a different way rather than us, like, talking about.
Yeah, now you know the way our minds work.
Now you know how clumsy I am.
Yeah, Shereena. And now you know about Shereena's nose job.
Anna! Come on.
I'm joking. But when you think about it, just you did technically get a job on your nose. Not necessarily a restructuring of your nose, but someone worked on your nose.
Well, yeah, because my nostrils didn't work. I was a mouth breather.
It's not a bad thing that you got a nose job.
I was a mouth breather, man.
You're like,
my nose didn't work for anything. I couldn't breathe out of my nose. I could, like, every time I did any type of activity or exercise, my nose was useless. And I mean, I still kind of snore sometimes because I don't think they fixed it entirely, but I used to snore all the time because my nose was blocked.
Yeah. Wow.
Anyways, hope you guys enjoyed. As always, you can follow us on Ethnically Amb, AMB on Twitter, and Ethnically Ambig, AMBIG on Instagram. Our website is ethnicallyambiguouspod.com. We're also on Facebook. If you look us up, you'll pop up. You'll see our faces. Leave us a review, please, on iTunes or your podcast app, or even Facebook, 5 stars, no less, and we can read it on the podcast. And, yeah, you can follow me at ShiroHero on Instagram and ShiroHero666 on Twitter.
And I'm at Anna Hosnie on Twitter. Would you rather?
And now the real episode starts. Now we're going to talk about Saudi Arabia. I'm just kidding.
Would you rather visit Saudi Arabia or Israel?
Fuck.
I'd rather go to Israel.
I don't know. Because Saudi Arabia is so holy for Muslims.
Yeah.
And I'm curious about it, but I'm also curious about Dome of the Rock and Israel. I'd probably go to Israel. Or, you know what? No. I go to Palestine. You're having fun over there? Anna just put her hand on her mic.
My mic has a hairstyle?
Yeah.
Guys, I'm delirious. We've been recording for like
fucking 7 hours straight.
Yeah, we started recording at 2:30. It's 7:30. I think it's been 5 hours.
5 hours.
Hey, you over there. We should end this episode.
Anna, I'm worried about you.
Would you rather?
Anna did this or say,
that? Never you, have I ever.
Just to remind everybody, Anna did say that I'm the funniest person she knows, which is kind of sad, but
hey,
I will take it.
Can we cut that out?
No! Keep it in. That's all I want.
What's funny is I also have I've been at work since 8:30 in the morning.
Fun.
I've almost been here for 12 hours. Hey guys, clocking it. Click.
Yeah.
I wrote an episode of a podcast that I can't tell you guys about, and it got good notes.
Something. Nice. Well, when I work as a PA, I get paid either for a 14-hour or 12-hour day, so that's like my minimum day.
Disgusting.
Yeah, this fucking world, man. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed. Sorry it was like a different episode, but you know what? Let us know what you think, and if it's not good, don't let us know.
Yeah, because this will probably not happen again for a very long time, so you're very lucky you got this really weird episode from us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And next week, we're back to normal. We'll talk about all your topical goddamn news. Actually,
maybe not.
No,
actually.
Next week,
Oh, actually, we should tell them what we did. So Shireen and I both interviewed our family members. I interviewed my family that's here currently from Iran. We spoke a lot to them, and I interviewed a bunch of other family and friends on Sizdeh Badar, which is like the Nature Day celebration.
Yeah.
For Iranians. So I talked to a lot of good people, and we're going to cut all that stuff together.
Yeah. And I am visiting some of my family that live in West Virginia in a couple weeks. That's why I'm going to be out of town. So I'm going to do the same and when I see them, my grandparents, my mom's side of the family. So we're going to cut together a little episode for you guys. And my aunt just bought a diner in West Virginia that she reconverted. That now it's called Dudaid's Diner, which is her name. Or Dudaid's Cafe.
And she said Diner Dash.
And she took out ham because she was like, we're going to be Muslim. And then it did really poorly. So now she reintroduced ham, and it's not going to be a Muslim restaurant, but it's still going to be good. So anyway, I'm going to talk to them about their life. And you'll hear some, it'll be a cool travel episode for Ethnically Ambiguous.
Yes, and I'm currently, if you're hearing this, I'm in either Berlin or Copenhagen. So shout me out, international Ethnically Ambiguous.
Yeah.
Probably don't know who's out there. So.
But I'm also really jealous of Berlin.
You haven't been? This is like my third or fourth time.
No, take me with you next time.
Just like always go.
Take me with you.
Then I'm going to Copenhagen, I'm going to smoke weed at like Christian
Take Hobbit. Me with you!
Not with that attitude.
All right, guys. You can bite that ass.
I bite that ass.